From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. In announcing the firing of Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy, Mayor Rahm Emanuel today cited the fact that confidence has been eroded in the force. Emanuel pointing to the police force's handling of last year's shooting of Laquan McDonald.
The horrifying shooting of Mr. McDonald requires more than words of sadness. It requires that we act, that we take more concrete steps to prevent such abuses in the future, secure the safety and the rights of all Chicagoans, and build stronger bonds of trust between our police department, the men and women that make up that department, and the communities they're sworn to serve and protect.
Recently released video from a patrol car's dash camera shows McDonald being shot 16 times by a Chicago police officer. Officer Jason Van Dyke has been charged with first-degree murder in McDonald's death. He was released yesterday after making bail. The House approved two measures that would block President Obama's recent executive orders aimed at combating the effects of climate change. NPR's Susan Davis has more.
President Obama returned from a climate change summit in Paris to confront a Congress eager to unravel his climate change agenda. House Republicans approved two measures that would effectively block Obama administration orders to dramatically reduce carbon emissions coming from the nation's power plants. House Speaker Paul Ryan disputed criticism that the Republican Party is out of step with the public. According to public opinion polls, a majority of Americans support action addressing climate change.
I don't think we're out of step with public opinion wanting jobs, wanting economic growth.
Ryan said Obama's executive orders would hurt both. The president said he'll veto the measures if they reach his desk. Susan Davis, NPR News, the Capitol.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter is defending the White House strategy of fighting the Islamic State, saying the U.S. is intensifying airstrikes and sending more special operations forces to mount raids and gather intelligence. But addressing the House Armed Services Committee, Ash Carter dismissed calls for sending more American ground forces, NPR's Tom Bowman reports.
Secretary Carter says the U.S. is training and working with Kurdish forces in northern Iraq and Syria and sending weapons and ammunition to a newly created Arab force in Syria. He says only local forces can produce a permanent solution.
The hard part about getting victory to stick is to find people who can hold territory and govern it decently so that the likes of ISIL don't come back. They do exist, but they're hard to find, and we're going to try to make a snowball and get more.
Carter told lawmakers the effort is more difficult in southern Iraq, where the Shia-dominated Baghdad government is not reaching out to Sunni tribes. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Washington.
Spending on new construction projects took a bump up in October. The Commerce Department says construction spending rose 1% from the previous month to a seasonally adjusted rate of more than $1.1 trillion. That's the highest level since December of 2007, the start of the last major recession. On Wall Street today, stocks gained ground. The Dow was up 168 points. The S&P 500 rose 22 points. This is NPR. The ongoing emissions cheating scandal that's embroiled German automaker Volkswagen appears to have taken a hefty bite out of the company's profits. VW reporting today its November sales in the U.S. fell almost 25% from a year ago. The company blames much of that decline on stop sale orders related to its diesel-powered vehicles. VW's admitted to equipping millions of its cars with software designed to skirt emissions rules by turning on certain controls during testing and turning them off during normal driving. Montgomery, Alabama is marking 60 years since Rosa Parks was arrested for refusing to give her bus seat to a white passenger. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports it's considered the spark of the modern civil rights movement.
Marchers paraded through downtown to the site where Parks was arrested on December 1, 1955.
Marching up to freedom.
It's part of a week of events honoring Parks and organizers of the Montgomery bus boycott. It was led by a young Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. and the Montgomery Improvement Association. Robert James is current president of the group.
One quiet woman who sat down and the world stood up.
Appearing at the church where King was pastor in 1955, Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said the nation's laws and policies still fall short. Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Montgomery.
The company that claimed its copper-infused clothes could help solve pain related to arthritis and other health problems has been ordered to pay a $1.35 million penalty. According to the director of the Federal Trade Commission's Bureau of Consumer Protection, the company Tommy Copper had no scientific evidence to back up its claims. I'm Jack Spear.
From the latest newscast to the newest podcast, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.